in a nutshell, what is going on?
Mass deception on the highest level of
we've ever seen
in humankind, mass deception.
Hi, welcome. My name is Matthew Grace. I'm the director for Citizens for a Free America. And today we have a very, very special interview for you. Before we begin, I would like to start with just a few facts. In March 2020, we were told that we were being invaded, infected by a brand new virus, and that this virus was extremely deadly and that we had to lock down, and all we had to do was flatten the curve for 2 weeks. A year and a half later, here we are with thousands and thousands of businesses closed, children running around with masks on their face, schools are closed, many, many high school and college kids have been deprived of their graduation ceremonies, and our lives have been turned upside down. And now we are being forced and coerced on many different levels to take vaccines, which in fact are not vaccines. They are mRNA injections, and they're experimental. We've all heard of the Black Plague. That killed 51% of our population. Smallpox killed 12.1% of our population. And COVID, you would think, would be up there, perhaps, with smallpox or even the Black Plague. Maybe people would guess 10%, 15%, maybe 20% of the population is dead. The death rate from COVID-19 in the world is 0.03%. I'll say that again, 0.03%, not even close to 0.1%. And take a look at what's happened to our lives. I say that and I emphasize that because what I feel is happening has nothing to do with your health. Right now, we are being forced to be vaccinated. Why? It's an odd thing when the recovery rate from this disease, according to Centers for Disease Control, is over 99%. Why are you forcing a vaccine that's killed already tens of thousands of people and injured hundreds of thousands? Anyway, without any further ado, I want to introduce our very special guests. We have Jeff and Pam Goodman with us today, and they have an extraordinary story to tell us.
My son, Benjamin, was 32 years old, in the prime of his life. And he worked at NBC and CBS, and he was in great health. And he decided to go get the vaccine. And 12 hours later, he was dead. And nothing will ever bring him back. But in my opinion, he was murdered by Johnson & Johnson's. I still have not heard from the medical examiner as to the actual cause of his death. However, no one will ever convince me that the vaccine didn't cause his death. I turn on the news. Where's the unbiased reporting that used to be in the news? It's gone. It's absolutely gone. They're either liberal or conservative, or they're pushing the agenda of this vaccine. And it's just unacceptable. You have to dig to find the truth. The CDC and the local news networks have created a fear culture during the pandemic, which has led to this push that have everyone be vaccinated with experimental vaccines.
Right.
They haven't been approved. The 1986 National Childhood Vaccine Injury Act should never have been passed into law. I mean, it protects all the pharmaceutical companies from any liability from the vaccines. It's criminal. The push right now for forced compliance is sickening. People need to open their eyes and get their heads out of the sand. And the CDC and the FDA and the news media need to start reporting the truth about the injuries caused from experimental vaccines. It's horrible.
Yeah, can I ask you the night this happened? What occurred? What was the sequence of events?
Ben had gotten the vaccine. He had just been accepted to Vanderbilt, Michigan State, and Texas to the MBA programs. Wow. He wanted to go back to school. And he was going to travel to those universities to see about what he wanted to do. And he thought he was doing the best thing to get this card so it would make travel easier for him. So at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, he gets vaccinated. He goes home with severe headaches.
Immediately he had severe headaches?
Immediately.
Wow.
Yeah. And then 1 o'clock in the morning, he had chills. They seemed to subside. And then 4 o'clock in the morning, or about 4 o'clock in the morning, he was seizing and his heart stopped. And that's 12 hours later. You can't tell me that that wasn't the cause of his death. He was rushed to the hospital, and they tried to revive him at the hospital, but there was no response. You know, he'd been working, been playing golf. He was in great shape. I hope that the medical examiner will say that there's a connection. But I really seriously doubt that he will.
Why do you doubt that?
Because I think that there's a large portion of the medical profession that is pushing this vaccine, and there are a few smart people who are trying to stand up against it. Doctors, nurses, medical professionals.
Many.
No one's ever going to convince me that it wasn't the vaccine.
Right. There have been thousands and thousands of deaths from this vaccine. In the last 5 years, according to VAERS, there was 2,100 deaths from previous vaccines, not the COVID vaccine. Mm-hmm. In 6 months, there's been over 5,100 deaths. I did the figuring out of what percentage increase. That's a 2,300% increase in the death rate from vaccines.
And that's only the 1% that is reported,
that's
because
exactly
people
right.
don't connect the dots
that's
and
exactly
look at the
right.
correlation of like the adverse side effects. There's no informed consent. What they give you at these vaccination clinics, injection clinics, is a piece of paper from the CDC that is not the full insert. They tell you nothing. Polyethylene glycol is a toxic. It's in all of the shots. Just the adjuvants alone are toxic and could kill someone.
Right.
And are killing people.
Right.
And are causing severe reactions.
Right.
We have friends who have gotten the vaccine that are having effects, and they're just being shushed. We have people, I have friends in the medical, many, many nurse friends and doctor friends and friends that are in reproductive and infertility that are telling me, because I am friends with them, the problems they're seeing in that field. It is the biggest massive cover-up. That this is criminal.
VAERS reportedly only gets about 1% of the reports of the people who actually are killed and injured. So do the math. What's being said here is that there's a massive cover-up going on, a massive cover-up that includes the media, that includes the scientific community, that includes the pharmaceutical companies. They are keeping this quiet. They are keeping this out of the public eye. They're doing everything they can to suppress this information. And as far as I'm concerned, these people are involved in murder.
They are. The morning that Benjamin died, we were at Mount Sinai Hospital on 59th Street, and the two emergency doctors that pronounced Benjamin dead came up to us to give their condolences, and I said, you need to report this to VAERS now. And they both looked at each other. Remember that, Jeff? They looked at each other like, what's VAERS? Now, whether they know or they don't know, or they're pretending they don't know, for the next 6 hours, we waited there at Mount Sinai with Benjamin because we were waiting for the medical examiner to come because we wanted an autopsy. Jeff wanted an autopsy.
Yes.
And that for those 6 hours, I continually followed up and watched the doctors, talked to the doctors, talked to the nurses. Some of the nurses knew. Some, and this was early in March, so they started injecting people in January. By March, they're seeing people come in to the ER with seizures, all sorts of stuff, and none of them are asking, did you just get a vaccine? People are trying to come forward, but many of them are afraid. Many of them fear for their jobs, for their lives, for just being called crazy. This isn't real when it's right in front of everybody's eyes. I just can't believe that people are so blind to see that Bill Gates has been on mainstream media, has done TED Talks for years about wanting to depopulate the world.
Now, the world today has 6.8 billion people. That's headed up to about 9 billion. Now, if we do a really great job on new vaccines, healthcare, reproductive health services, we could lower that by perhaps 10 or 15%.
It's not crazy. It's real. Well, this is mass genocide.
Yes.
The disconnect of people that don't want to see this is mind-blowing. But aside from that, Jeff and I have also talked about there's so many people that have gotten the vaccination injection, whatever you want to call it, and they're like, phew, I'm fine. I'm okay. I didn't have any reactions, so I'm going to put it in the back of my head and move forward and not think about it. And then there's people that have reactions, and they're afraid to say anything.
Yes.
Because then they feel that they're going to be shamed.
Right.
And to be made feel bad for coming forward and saying this is what happened and being honest and truthful.
Well, this is a huge point, and I want to try to speak to those people out there who are listening to this who have been injured. You need to come forward. Honestly, it's your moral obligation to do so. As you both know, they're now going after children. They literally have, in schoolyards, band set up, party set up, tent set up, and the parents don't have to be there. If you're 12 years old or over, you are allowed to come with any adult. Any adult. It could be a friend, a neighbor, somebody you just met.
It's modern day, right. Open air, right in your face,
right.
Human being paid to coerce,
yeah.
12-year-old kids, a minor.
Yes.
To go get an experimental shot, and
right.
And don't tell your parents
right.
either.
And now they want to go after 6-month-old babies. That's what they're talking about.
Yeah,
the madness is beyond belief. So again, I implore anybody out there who's been injured. Look at the courage of these two people here, who have had their son die. They're here on air, making it public. If everybody came out and said what's going on, we could stop this. And that's really our aim. Right, the three of us, we don't want this to go on anymore.
Right.
We don't want one more person being injected with substances that we know is deadly, that we know is going to harm them. And that's the reason why we're here, and that's why I'm so extremely grateful for both of you coming here.
This is about Benjamin, but it is so much bigger. This is about our humanity.
Yes.
All humanity. Benjamin would never, ever want anyone to be hurt. And if Benjamin knew in March what we know now in June,
right.
He would have never, and Jeff, and we've talked about this,
right.
He would have never done that. But that's the fear that they're pushing, and the mentality and the peer pressure and the groupthink,
yes.
And the coercion,
yes.
Of you better go out and get this
right.
Experimental. We don't know if you're going to live or die. We don't know if you're going to have side effects.
But no one knows.
They don't even say that.
No,
nobody
right.
knows. Like, oh, you better go get this because you've got to protect your family members.
Right.
It's not about you. It's about the people you come in contact with.
That's the ploy they're
that's
using.
That's the ploy that they're
yeah.
using right now.
And now that's all falling apart because there's been so many breakthrough cases where people have been vaccinated and they catch the virus.
This is not a one-size-fits-all medicine.
No medicine is.
Well, I think the thing to do is stand and fight instead of running away.
I agree 1,000%. And I implore all of you out there who know somebody who's been injured or you have been injured to please step forward. These stories must get out. Again, what's at stake here? It's the children. Whether you have children or whether you don't, we must protect them. I want to thank you all for joining us, and please share this video with everybody you know. It's imperative. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Matt.